Could you comment on the expiration of the $8,000 tax credit for first-time home buyers and perhaps the wisdom of extending that program to $15,000 for all home buyers and what the impact might be?
I'll repeat the question because I think the microphone still may not be on. And as I heard it, it was, would I comment on the wisdom of the expiration of the home buyer subsidy or the home incentive for first-time home buyers, and also on the wisdom or the prospects of actually increasing that to $15,000, which I believe among the supporters is the Georgia Senator Johnny Isaacson, who has proposed that. Well, I think the policy has shown results. We've seen an uptick in home purchases. Much of that activity, in my understanding, is at the lower value end, which is to some extent logical. First-time home buyers are typically going to be buying smaller houses or houses at the lower end of the value spectrum. But it has been successful. It's due to expire, as I mentioned in my remarks, December 1st. I think the extension of that should really be based on gauging the recovery of the overall housing market. Let me state a kind of general principle. As a general rule, I think we should not have excessive intervention in the economy. It should be based on necessity. Clearly, it was necessary to bring the housing market to a stable position and to get house sales moving again. The December 1st date might be extended. That's really a matter for Congress to determine. But I would simply point out that to date, this has been a policy that actually has worked rather well. More questions?
I'm based on Dauphin Island, which is a nearby coastal community. I think one of the questions I have probably affect sort of the whole coastline, not necessarily too far inland. We have issues there with selling brand new condos where people are coming in and want to buy a principal residence, full-time residence, and they're bringing 30% to the table. They have an appraisal that's 10% below what they're purchasing it for, so they're walking in.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm having a lot of trouble hearing your question. Well, the questioner tried very hard, and I had to take unusual measures. The question is that he's aware of home buyers who are trying to buy a condominium here on the coast with a 30% down payment, and the price is 10% below, I believe, appraised value, and yet this home buyer or these home buyers are having difficulty getting a loan. Could I comment on that set of circumstances? And obviously, an individual case, I don't know what the circumstances are. I could only surmise. One is that, and we hear this and read about it a lot, lenders are very reluctant to try to catch a falling knife of appraisals. So the skepticism related to appraisals in a market in which values have been dropping has given pause to lenders, and they're reluctant to lend against value or what is perceived to be value until prices stabilize in that particular market. So that could be part of it. Unquestionably, some lenders are still very reluctant and have raised their standards in these circumstances. Second may have to do with the credit history of the individuals concerned. But if you're talking about a class of buyers, then it's hard to assume that the whole class of buyers would not necessarily qualify. But clearly what has happened is that those buyers in today's market who can qualify for a mortgage are really those with very good credit ratings. And a whole class of previous buyers who were able before 2007 to get a mortgage simply have difficulty getting it and have returned in many cases to the ranks of renters. So that's the way I would evaluate the picture that you painted. I do think there is hope of that stabilizing in the relatively near term. As I said in my remarks, we're seeing the real estate market, we're seeing positive signs in the residential real estate market. Sales are tipping up. And very importantly, based on good measures like the Case-Shiller S&P measure of 20 and 10 MSAs, we're seeing prices begin to stabilize and themselves tick up. That should create different circumstances for borrowers. Is there another question?
First of all, I'd like to say that I work for a healthy community bank. My concern and what I'd like for you to comment on is the proposal or the consideration of the FDIC to ask for prepaid funding for, I believe it's 3 years. For those healthy banks, it seems to me that this may put them in an unhealthy position, or for those that are barely hanging on, push them over the edge. I'd like to know, I'd like for you to comment to that, please.
Let me repeat for the audience's benefit and give you a little background on that question related to the very recent FDIC proposal to accelerate 3 years of fees that the banks pay into the FDIC fund that then in turn is used when the FDIC closes a bank and has to often liquidate the assets of the bank at a loss or sell it conceivably at some loss. This is a self-funding insurance policy, if you will, for the country to ensure that the banking industry essentially at the end of the day covers much of its own losses. What that proposal simply tells you is that the normal pace of collecting fees from the banks for FDIC insurance of deposits isn't sufficient to bring the fund back to a healthy state. I have no access to inside information on the FDIC's deliberations, so I don't know what set of options that they recently considered, but certainly it reflects some extraordinary circumstances that they are proposing accelerating 3 years' worth of fees. Obviously, this puts some burden on banks. I think you said that you're a community banker. Is that correct? I've talked to many bankers who, even before this proposal, were concerned about the burden that FDIC fees either raised or, in this case, accelerated, would place on them. It's a necessary evil, I guess, is the way to think of it. Clearly, it's important to bring back to full health the fund. And I don't like to say it, but I think we haven't seen the last of bank failures. To date this year, there have been over 90 bank failures. There were around 25 or 26 in 2008. And as I said, I expect we'll see more. So the FDIC, in order to play its very essential role, really needs a fund that is appropriately funded. That's as far as I really am prepared to remark. Thank you all very much. It's been a pleasure being in Mobile and being with you this morning.